leave the sanctuary. Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you with your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, Son Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We take the insert for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost and chant the intro.
Splendor and majesty are before him. We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues.
and they shall come and shall see my glory. And I will set a sign among them. And from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pool, and Lud, who draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands afar off, that have not heard my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations. And they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters, and on mules and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord, and some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. From new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn in the front of your hymnals to Psalm 50. We chant responsively verses 1 through 6.
The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting. Our God comes, he does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire. Around him a mighty tempest.
He calls to the heavens above, and to the earth that he may judge his people.
Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia and verse in the reading of the Holy Gospel.
From east and west, from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us. Then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, some are first who will be last. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing the hymn of the day, number 510. You may be seated. Deaths that remained in the country and were found out. This is why thousands of people thronged at the airport gate in sweltering heat, trying to get on one of the last planes out to Europe or to the United States. But how to get through that gate? If you didn't have the right paperwork in order, you couldn't get through the gate. The pathway to freedom so clear, but yet so small. Each passing day and departing plane fueled the urgency of the pressing crowd. One day, the hysterical crowd surged toward the gate in a stampede of humanity. At least 7 people were killed and many injured. If facing death and life on Earth makes people strive to enter a gate, how much more should we strive when Jesus says to strive to enter through the narrow door? But what does it mean to strive? We use that word in different ways. Striving to enter through the narrow door to eternal life doesn't depend on our physical effort, how hard we push to get in. To strive is to believe the Word of God. Everyone is striving for something, but not all strive for that which is eternal. A plane soaring into the sky out of a war-torn country may feel like heavenly bliss for a refugee, but no matter where on earth that plane lands, the curse of sin remains. Thorns and thistles still grow. There's still crime and violence. Even with a better life and a new land, the war refugee and their children still face death at the end of natural life. Even if people strive for useful and necessary things like food staples, those things are still perishable and don't endure into the kingdom of God. Our human nature, rooted in self-benefit and pride, strives for everything but the eternal. We strive for excellence, for success, for power, for beauty, for physical fitness, but all those things die with our bodies. Apostle Paul writes about athletes exercising self-control in all things, but this they do to receive a perishable wreath. The sweet smell of victory is infused in the flowers placed around the winner's neck, but it isn't long before the flowers wilt and die. It might seem like some people don't strive at all because they don't believe the words of the Lord when he says, "For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." The reality is, those who don't believe are striving with the Lord. Their battle, their fight is with God himself. James the Apostle writes, "Friendship with the world is enmity with God." A person content to be ruled by fleshly passions and desires is an enemy of God. Repentance, faith in Christ, births a struggle with the flesh. The new man, born of Christ, isn't content to be ruled by sin, but is grieved by it and boldly returns in faith to the cross of Christ to behold his forgiveness. The struggle against sin costs the life of our Lord Christ. But the cost of unbelief is eternal death. Jesus says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved." Faith in Jesus gives entry into eternal life. If you don't believe Jesus is the door and don't strive to enter in by the narrow door, you will hear devastating words. "Depart from me, all you workers of evil." Only after the door is shut will you seek to enter in, but then it will be too late. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock on the door saying, "Lord, open to us," then he will answer you, "I do not know where you are from." But right now the narrow door is open. Right now, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Right now is the time to know Christ and for Christ to know you. Do you believe these words? Do you think sin is even a thing? Do you need a rest only God can provide? Your sins are forgiven by the blood of Christ. His resurrection is your resurrection. But all who don't strive, who don't believe the words of our Lord, will hear the dreadful command to depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. All those who couldn't be bothered to come into the presence of the Lord will be banished from his presence forever because they didn't believe his words. In hell, they will bewail their mistake with weeping and crying. Those cast out will clench their jaws in regret and grind their teeth. Unbelievers will be tormented further by seeing the faithful, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob and the prophets, those who believe the promises of God's word, enjoying the pleasures of the kingdom of God. The contrast could not be more stark. Unbelievers will have unspeakable sorrow and lament, while the faithful will have unspeakable joy and pleasure at the wedding feast of the Lamb. The difference between eternal torment and eternal bliss is something we can't comprehend with our natural mind. We can't fully grasp the seriousness and gravity of what it means. But that's why Jesus never actually answered the original question from our text when someone asked him, "Will those who are saved be few?" It's the wrong question. Whoever asked the question should have been thinking more about what Jesus' teaching meant for himself rather than worrying about what it meant for others. This isn't in a selfish way, but rather a recognition that we are all going to stand before the judgment seat of God as individuals and be judged according to our faith, or lack thereof. Without faith, it's impossible to please God or to do good works. So Jesus' comeback to the question is to say, strive. While unbelief clearly leads to eternal death, it's just as hazardous to think we can strive for our own spiritual life. Striving to enter in sounds like something we do, but it's not. The Christian life is a struggle we engage in by the power of Christ. When we as humans hear the command of Christ to strive, we automatically think we have to do something. Believe in yourself is a mantra we hear so often. Or, if it's going to be, it's up to me. Well, these sayings have value insofar as they drive us to work hard in our vocations or to have thankful trust in the talents God has given us. The struggle for eternal life is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. As Christians, we do strive, but not of our own strength. Think of Apostle Paul. He could have boasted about his Jewish bloodline and sufferings for the preaching of the gospel, but rather he recognized his own weakness. The untimely born apostle toiled for the sake of the church, struggling with all his energy, that is, Christ's energy, that he powerfully works within me. Paul recognized his power and energy came from Christ. It's the same with us. Our energy, our power to fight against sin comes from Christ. He is the founder and perfecter of our faith. We believe the word of God because he has opened our ears to hear it. We trust in his strength because on our own we're no match for the devil. Without the intercession of Christ on our behalf, our faith would fail. But Jesus Christ has striven for us unto death, through death. In today's epistle, we heard this: in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. You haven't struggled against sin to the point of death, but one has for you. Jesus resisted the temptation of all sin for you. Jesus struggled to bear the sin of the world, sweating drops of blood in the garden for you. Jesus resisted the temptation to open his mouth and deliver himself from being crucified for you. The bloody doorpost of the cross shut the power of death and opened the door of life. His empty tomb is proof the striving of Christ was not in vain. Your faith in Christ is not in vain. All who strive to enter in by the narrow open door find rest at the Lord's table. So strive to enter in. Resist the devil. Struggle against sin. Run the race. And when you fall down, look up to Christ. He forgives all repentant sinners, even those who fall into the same sins over and over again. You will get weary at times, but lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees. Be steadfast. Struggle in prayer, even when it's hard to find the right words, or any words. Eternal life is yours in Christ. His table is yours to recline at in peace forever. So fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. You have papers to get through heaven's gate. You can hold up your baptismal certificate and say, I died with Christ and I am risen with him. I am baptized into the narrow door, his body. The watery door of the word and the font gives me access to heaven. His name is upon me. The promises of Christ written on the pages of your Bible are for you. The forgiveness of sins preached into your ears is for you. Your sins are forgiven by the blood of Christ. He has come so that you may have life, so that you may strive. And to strive is to believe the Word of God. As a Christian, you believe sin brings death, but faith in Christ brings life. You believe God when he says, this is my body and this is my blood. And you believe God when he says, people will come from east and west, and from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit calls, gathers, and enlightens people from the four winds of the earth. Jesus commanded the gospel to be preached to all nations, so people from all over the world will sit at table with him in heaven. We will eat rich food and drink well-aged wine with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the prophets. You have a foretaste of that feast at this altar. God has prepared an eternal feast for you, the marriage feast of the Lamb. His Sabbath rest is yours in Christ by faith. We don't know on what day of the week the Lord is coming back. But despite the brightness of his coming, it will be a dark day for all who don't strive against sin by the power of Christ, who don't believe his word. However, those who believe his word will bask in his light. Those who strive to enter by the narrow open door through Christ himself will recline at table with him eternally in the glory of his presence. As we sang in the hymn, all trials shall be like a dream that is past, forgotten all trouble and mourning. All questions and doubts have been answered at last when rises the light of that morning. Have mercy upon us, O Jesus. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We sing the offertory, page 192, we stand to sing.
Our Savior, have mercy.
we gather the offerings, please take the ritual of friendship pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet to sign out, and pass it to the folks next to you. The completed sheets may be placed in the basket in the narthex as you depart. We gather the offerings and may be seated.
Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, grant us repentant faith to strive to enter ever more deeply into your blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation. By the witness of your saints, gather many from the four corners of this world to enter your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, you have founded your church and promised that all who remain faithful to your word receive the gift of everlasting life. Give us confidence to proclaim your word and path of righteousness. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church as all the work begins anew. Bless our campus ministry, our ministry to the teens, to the children and seniors, the international students, the outreach in our entire community, that we would faithfully declare your glory among all nations. Bless our parish here in Norman, and bless Matt and Dean Wadsworth as they serve in Seoul, South Korea. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you've called fathers to bring up their children in your fear and love. Sanctify and sustain all of our families by your word, that we would lovingly discipline our children, but show forth your own divine care for all your baptized children. Be with all of us in our vocations and calling this week, especially Yasmin Hoover, Patsy Roller, and Chris Anderson, Tom Pham, Margaret Polk, Declan Rohde, and Natalia Richards as they celebrate their baptism and birthday, and Dennis and Karen Gorman, Nils and Scarlett Gransberg as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, grant wisdom, integrity, and skill to our President, the Congress of the United States, our Governor, and all those in authority, that in the exercise of their lawful duties, justice would be maintained, the innocent defended, wickedness restrained, liberty upheld, and consciences respected. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that you bring all wars in all the nations of the world to an end, bring a war in Ukraine to an end, and bless all those who serve in the military, Eli Wiley, Courtney Tate, and Danny Green, Ricardo Pataga, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, and Alex Lackman. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, you chasten those whom you love. Teach us that out of your fatherly love, you show mercy to us in the midst of the afflictions of this life. Grant healing and strength to Brett Colley, Nancy Brasowski, and Lindy Shem, Kay Coffey, Jay Gallagher, and Patsy Roller, Leonard Canipa, Julie Rose, and Gene Faulkner, Melody Lechtenberg, Candy Darmody, and Joe Waller, Claire Jones, and Raymond Sendelbach. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the family of Dolores Schweiger at the death of her father, Roy Hale. We thank you for your mercy shown to Roy during his life here on earth, and comfort all of his family in the sure and blessed hope of a reunion in the eternal inheritance in heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, in the midst of a drought, you would provide rain for the crops of the earth. Give us our daily bread in abundance. Grant, Lord Jesus Christ, that by the blood of Christ we faithfully serve you with our bodies and sanctify completely in a holy life to serve as your eternal dwellings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
To you, O Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory, honor, worship, and praise, now and to the end of all ages. Amen. Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, the body and soul, and the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Jesus.
Miss, page 199. We stand to sing. Upon you and give you peace.